Health is your wealth. Sponsored by the Sheila Lynn Baker Health Foundation. Here's your host, Jeannie Janae.
Hello, hello. This is Jeannie Janae. Today, we have a very, very special guest. His name is Clayton Tenneton, and he's going to tell you about a great miracle. At the same time, we are going to open up our lines for those of you who would like to call in. And we have a few more guests that are going to come on, too, to talk about this man and what he does. And now, I'm going to bring on a man that I absolutely adore and love, Ted Elliott Baker. Hi.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Great. How are you? Now, tell us about this wonderful man that we're going to have on.
Well, it was remarkable because I just have to advise people that this came to me totally through unexpected sources. I was not looking for it, but that's how sometimes miracles happen. And the doctor, Carol Geck from Utah, who is 30 years in the practice, had been using this product in the clinic and getting these incredible results. So she called me and says, please, Ted, would you look at this? Because we're getting just too many incredible results. And so I reluctantly did look at it. And of course, when I looked at the video, then I went forward and ordered the product. And since then, it's helped me immensely with my hair, with my skin, with a lot of things.
Yeah, you look about, I'd say a good 15 years younger. And you've been using it for about 3 months, right?
Yeah, it's been about 3 months. I've been really fortunate to have this product.
And how do you feel?
I feel good, too, because I'm taking the neutralizer internally, and I have more energy. I just seem to be calmer.
But tell a little bit of story about this man. He's going to talk about the product.
Well, Clayton had a vision back in July of 1980, I believe, on July morning at 1 o'clock in the morning. He was awakened and had this formula on his bedroom wall. In essence, he took that and followed the orders precisely. That was 21 years ago. And he gave the product away for 7 years and formed a company in 87. And for 15 years, he's been getting this to people, I guess, now in over 20 countries. And it has been doing some remarkable things. So his story actually was that he was healed by the Lord from a terrible automobile accident almost overnight. That was miracle one. Miracle two is the vision and the formulation he received on his bedroom wall in 1980. And the rest is history.
Thank you so much, Ted. Thank you for giving that introduction. And then all of you sit and listen, because you're going to hear this outrageous story about how Clayton Tenneton received the information on this fabulous product. But now it's time to bring on our guest, this wonderful man, Clayton Tenneton. Are you there, Clayton?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I am doing great.
Very good. Where are you calling from?
From Monroe, Louisiana.
I can hear your accent. Let's find out a little more about who Clayton Tenneton is. Now, you're very special to me and also to Ted, and so I want to ask you how you got into the health business. What happened?
It all started in 1969. I was at the peak of my life, making real good money on three companies. I was a brick distributor, a carpet distributor, and had a lot of rent property here in North Louisiana. And at the peak, that Saturday, that my world totally ended. In fact, on Friday is when it happened, but Saturday I realized life is so precious, because at 4 o'clock that evening, I had an accident. A little lady run a stop sign out on a main highway, and for the next 9 months, I lay in the hospital and at home, unable to work, making more money because my businesses went on. I had managers and all, but I found out money compared to your health is nothing. You know, without your health, I mean, you're in a bad place. Well, in October of 1980, no hope from any doctor. I had three of the best doctors in North Louisiana, and they couldn't give me any hope. So I was at home one Sunday. My wife and three children had left to go over to her mother's, because I'd got to where I wasn't much fun. I couldn't travel. I couldn't get out in the sunshine. I couldn't stand any loud noises. And I cut the television on real low. We had two channels back at that time. And this man started speaking, and he pointed out to the television audience and said, there's a man that's been in a wreck. God will heal him today if he'll believe. That was the first hope I had in that period of time. So when he got through, this was Oral Roberts. I'd never heard of the man, because I never did sit around watching church programs or anything. But I just said, if that God is as real as he says he is, if you let me live and finish raising my family, I'll do anything you want me to do. That's all I said. That's all I knew to say. My family come in. I went to bed, took my pills from three doctors, and the next morning, I woke up like you had flipped a switch. Totally healed, no problem, slipped out of bed the first time in 8 or 9 months, went up front, made a pot of coffee, and I was sitting there, and I was saying, now, this is amazing. I knew that that God that man was talking about had done a miraculous miracle in my life, and I started pouring all my medicine in a trash can, and about that time, my wife had smelled this coffee cooking, jumped up, run about 80 foot to see what was going on, and as she entered into the kitchen, I was pouring all my medicine out. She thought I'd went into that state just before you croak or something.
Yeah.
I just went to work like I had quit work that time, totally healed, and I began to hear this voice, "You promised me you'd obey me." I didn't know what to do. And so it got so frequent. In 1972, I told my wife, I said, I've got to get away. I don't know what's going on. I have got to get away. And she said, whatever you've got to do, do it, because you're running us nuts around here, talking to yourself, answering yourself. And I just couldn't talk to anybody about this. So I got in my motor home, and I just run away. Off and on, up to 8 months of the year, I was just running. Spent a lot of time in San Diego and Tijuana and all across the United States, and every place I would go and spend a week, some little old man or woman would come up to me and tell me they loved me. I didn't understand that. I didn't even love myself. But that's the way God kept up with me for 8 years, all over Mexico, Canada, the United States, and at one point I was in Tennessee, and I said, I got to go home. Whatever I've got to do, I've got to go home. And then I began to say, how am I going to make a living if I do something different? And this voice I'd been talking to for just months and months here said, I'm going to give you something that every person on the earth will need. And them that believe who I send will see my glory, they will prosper, and you will prosper. That rang through my head all that day and that night. Went to bed, woke up, 1 o'clock, awakened just like somebody had shook me. And I raised up in this big bedroom and I looked, and the formulation of this was wrote on my bedroom wall in lights like a computer printout. I awakened my wife and I said, honey, grab a pencil and a piece of paper. And she cut the light on. She didn't see what I saw. But I began to dictate to her all of this writing. And she said, Clayton, what is going on? I said, Pat, I just don't know. Just don't ask me any questions. I cannot answer anything. And as the next few days went on, I began to gather up these natural things that he told me to gather up. I poured all 7 of these things in the kitchen sink, and all of a sudden I had suds knee-deep in my wife's kitchen.
Oh my God.
She come into the kitchen and said, Clayton, what in the world are you doing? And, of course, I have no chemistry background. Anything that had suds was either root beer or soap. So I just took it for granted it was soap. So I started using it around. I give it to all my rent people at my rent property. If you bought carpet, I give you a gallon of it. If you bought a brick, I give you a gallon of it. So I done that. I just give it away for about 5 years, and people begin to say, Clayton, I don't want you to give it to me. I want to buy this stuff. That is the best cleaner. It'll clean anything that I have ever tried to clean. I mean, everything. And I had 7 salesmen out selling this product to restaurants and civic centers, housing authorities, every conceivable place. In fact, one of the major hamburger places won the Greaseless Award here in North Louisiana. So it was just great. But at one point, the purchasing agent said they wanted some money. Every one of them but one restaurant owner wanted a kickback. So I told my salesman, I said, we're out of business. I'm not going to get in bed with a bunch of criminals. So I shut the business down. and they all lost their job. The chemical company that went with them, they're out of business. And I said, God, I don't see anything going on. You said great things would happen with this. And this boy said, how much of my knowledge do you really want? I said, God, you know me. You have saved me. It's been so beautiful and everything. And he said, get rid of everything you acquired before you met me. And I said, Lot, I would have injured you if you'd have tried to have took it away from me, because I had the biggest house that had ever been built in this part of the country, and I had the two businesses and all, and just going great, plus the rent property. So I had read the story about the rich young ruler, and he asked Jesus, what must he do? And he couldn't do it, and he walked away. But by this time, I hated everything I had. I didn't like the rent business because I had to be mean to people. I didn't like the carpet business, the brick business. I got caught in between picking out colors. So I gladly, in 1988, I started liquidating everything I had ever worked for. And on the 28th day of 1989, I was homeless, very little money, and I was so happy. I mean, I had no problems. I had give all my problems to the Lord, and I didn't have any of the brick problems, the carpet problems, or the rent property problems. So that day, a lady called me that had been using this product in the bass fishing movement. Pat Antley, she run all of the bass tournaments all over the United States for ladies. And I'd been, she also owns two Christmas tree farms here and there, so I'd been swapping her 5 gallons of soap for three Christmas trees every year. And she called me up and said, Clayton, I need 5 more gallons of that soap. I know it's not Christmas time. It's over with. But by the way, did you know that stuff will heal skin cancer? She had been washing her boats and her vans, and she noticed all of the skin cancers on her hands from being out in the sun had totally healed. She was the first lady, her and her 92-year-old mother, to ever use it to take a bath. I hadn't. And so she said, what do you think about that? I said, lady, hold the phone. Let me go jump in a tub of it, because I had begun to get skin cancer. I had critical skin problems over in Korea. I don't know what they got on us, but I had 3 distinctive rashes. The service had treated me with something for years. They give up. Turned me over to a dermatologist, and he tormented me for 2 years. And I finally went in one day, and I saw him with his sleeves up, and he had the same thing I had. And he admitted that he didn't have anything that would heal it, but he was testing stuff on me. So, of course, you know how long I kept going to him. So I just, when I took my first bath in this, all of that disappeared. Then people began to call me and say, you know, I used it this way, I used it that way. And then at one point, we just had that one green soap. And one day, the Spirit of God said, separate some of this. So I separated it, and my son come in and said, what's that, Dad? I said, I don't know. He said, well, what will it do? I said, I don't know. That's God's problem. He told me to separate it. So 4 ladies... 3 men, my son and I, was there at the office one day, and I said, look, people, we need a name for something. So I said, let's join hands, and let's ask God to give us a name, like he did on Miracle 2. That was the second miracle that God gave me. The first one, he healed me. The second thing, he gave me the formulation to this. The third thing, I got radically saved. I don't know what the standards are, but that's how it happened to me. So through the whole thing, we joined hands, prayed, God give us that name, neutralizer. I had never said that word in my life, as far as I know. But everybody said, well, I don't know, it sounds all right to me, whatever it is. So that's how the neutralizer was born that day. God give us that name. So people said, why don't you make a gel out of it? So God made it possible. I know nothing about chemistry. I just done what he told me. It turned into the most beautiful gel. And you can just use it for sun protection, healing skin cancer, brushing your teeth with it, putting it on your feet, aches and pains. You can just use it for everything, and it's perfect. And God made it possible for us to get a hold of a lotion that we put in the soap so it would be perfect for dry skin people. So then we had the only skin moisturizer that was odorless and greaseless for dry skin people. My right hand almost froze in Korea, and it stayed cracked 365 days of the year since 1953 when I got out of the Marine Corps. And when I started using this, my hand totally healed up. I'll put it up against any teenager's hands now as far as being soft, no cracks, and I do a lot of hard physical labor around here, and they just stay perfect. So then at one point, the Spirit of God said, separate and put this in a container, part of the soap, part of the neutralizer. So I was looking for a container. God put it in front of me, a ball about the size of a baseball with 209 soft vinyl spikes. I put the combination of material in that air ball. You throw it in your washing machine, you wash your clothes without any chemicals whatsoever. And all of these chemicals they put in washing powder has been tied in with breast cancer, prostate cancer. This has took care of all of that. So we have six products that God revealed to me that will totally change your life, your health. You've got to get out and be a good Samaritan and tell other people about it, because the whole mission in this is to tell people God has done it again. That's the handkerchief, the shatter, the apron, the Jordan River, the spit, the dirt. God's just done it again, and I can't think of a time that it would be more timely now with raging epidemics and pestilence on the land. This builds your immune system up. If you ever bathe and shower with this one time, you'll understand what I'm talking about. This is a revelation from Almighty God. It's the only product that will totally clean your skin up. You have 7 million plus pores on your skin, and they're to eliminate toxins out of our body and animal fat. And I tell people, that bar of soap you got in your hand when you take a bath or shower is the end results of a dead animal. It's made out of lard, grease. So this stops the pores of the skin up to where the body can't detoxify. Then the blood gets poisoned. And when you use this, it cleans the blood up, goes and ministers to every organ on the body, rebuilds it. We've had many people this year cancel their heart bypasses because they got their blood purified with this. Isn't that exciting?
And Clayton, this is wonderful. I love this story. I'm using it also. As Ted said, he's using it, and I can see a total difference in my skin.
Mm-hmm.
You also have this one product of yours that you take orally, too. Is that correct?
Yes, the neutralizer is the one that God gave me the name for and told me to separate it. And, you know, we have been investigated by every agency in the world, and God knew that I was going to need some legal help years before I knew it. So when the FDA come down on me, and I'm for control, if it's fraudulent, if it's hurting people, put it off the market. But if it's from God and is blessing people, keep your hands off of it. So God healed three attorneys in this area. One of them raised him from his deathbed, and he's on the tape, Steve Dean. And he come to our defense when they jumped on us, and they found out that there's three things no agency regulates in this world. That's God, your testimony, and soap. Now, that's hilarious.
It is.
But he would not have given me something that man controlled.
I think this is great, Clayton, that you are receiving these messages and did what you did. There's so many people that receive messages and do nothing with them. And you've done something with it, and it's changing people's lives all over the place. And we are so fortunate that Ted found you, and now we are sharing this with other people. So if we have a caller on that wants to talk about this product that's already used it, why don't we go ahead? Okay, Jeannie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Jeannie, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy. Happy about a lot of things.
All right. Well, let's start with, talk about a little bit about this product, Miracle 2.
Well, I've been using it for about 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, and I have been so excited. I have so many things to talk about. I think I better just sort of reduce it down to one or two of the important reactions that I got from using both the moisturizer soap and the neutralizer. And one, of course, is the skin. Honestly, I cannot believe what's happened to my skin. Hate to tell you how old I am, but it's more than 70.
Oh, I didn't know that.
My skin now looks beautiful. It's smooth, and all the senior citizen bruise marks disappeared very quickly, and my hair loss had come to a pretty wild amount of hair each time I washed it, and now that loss is practically down to nothing. I can count the hairs that come off, and this is only in 3 or 4 weeks. But something more important is I have had arthritis for over 20 years, and believe me, I've tried everything under the sun. But when it came time to incorporate the Miracle 2 products, I cannot expound enough about the difference it has made in my arthritis. I've been unable to walk for a number of years, and one thing after another tried, and it helped a little, but nothing as spontaneous as this. Because my feet were in such shape, what I did with the Miracle products was put the soap and the neutralizer into a foot bath. And I would soak my feet in the morning and at night with just the soap. And then I would find that the pain was gone. I could walk. I could even dance all day.
Wow.
And that was really stupendous. And then because I was soaking my feet and my nails, the nail fungus that I'd had for at least 5 or 6 years has almost disappeared.
Uh-huh.
It's just getting smaller and smaller. And nail fungus is really tough to get rid of. So believe me, I'm thanking God every day.
And the label even says that when you take this product, you thank God for it each time you use it.
Well, I certainly do that. And I've had other things, too. The deodorant is wonderful. It lasts for, I'd say, 24 hours, but certainly for 12 hours.
That's great.
And I use that all the time.
Oh, Jeannie Cryer, thank you so much for calling in and telling us about Miracle 2. I really appreciate that so very much.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really wanted to share it with your listeners so that they can benefit from it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you later.
And God bless. Okay. Bye now.
This is the end of Side 1 of the many miracles of Miracle 2. Please fast forward to the end of this tape and continue on to Side 2.